What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and well, for today's tea time sesh, we're doing a little reset. It's time for your iconic summer reset guide, so you can learn how to heal, thrive, and shine this summer, because honestly, sometimes all we need is a little reset. And you know what? I needed one. I have been in desperate need for a summer reset. So I thought, why don't we do it together? Because I know I'm not the only one who is struggling right now, or at least I hope not. But anyway, before we spill the tea on how you can heal, thrive, and shine this summer, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare2BeIconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. You know what, Radiant Icons? This episode has been maybe one of the most challenging episodes because I'm trying to get every word perfect and right for you guys. But the reality of the situation is there is nothing perfect about this entire thing. I haven't been okay recently. I've been struggling. I haven't felt like myself. And it wasn't until the last 2 weeks of June where I truly felt my spark come back. I felt motivated again. I felt my brain on fire. I felt alive in the best possible way. And now while I've hit record, I somehow cannot come up with the words, even though I've prepped for this episode, because you know me, I love a good plan. I love some good preparation. But damn, the words are not wording right now. The honest fact of this is I stopped living by my intention. And maybe I'm embarrassed because that's something that I believe so strongly in, is intentional living, in order to live your most iconic life and to let that word of the year guide you in every decision and situation and scenario in your life. And I think maybe I'm embarrassed to admit that I kind of lost direction. I kind of lost my intention. And it's so funny because 2025 or 2020 Thrive it's supposed to be the most iconic year of my life, because my intention for 2025 is iconic. It's for me to be bold and to be remarkable and to be extraordinary. And maybe within being bold and extraordinary and remarkable is also accepting every part of me and not shying away from the parts that are not so pretty. And in fact, I know that's true because I wrote down in my journal, because you know I love writing down everything, is that, well, 2025 is the year of iconic, a year where I will thrive more than ever before by knowing myself on a deeper level. This growth will shape both my personal and business life as I fully embody the essence of my own unique version of iconic and make bold moves. To thrive, I must continue to be remarkable, bold, extraordinary, and unique, even in the face of fear, discomfort, or darkness. Shying away from what makes me who I am, or from the challenges I don't want to face, robs me of the chance to truly thrive. And you know what's so funny? Is I was running away from the stuff I didn't want to face. Honestly, I've probably been running away from it for a while. And well, I guess that's why it was so hard for me in June. Because I went on vacation for almost 3 weeks. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to run away from my problems for a bit. I'm just going to turn my brain off and just be out of my normal routine. No, girl, you are running away from problems because you were running away from your intention of iconic. You were so wrapped up in X, Y, and Z going on in your life that you decided, you know what? I'm going to run away. I'm not going to face the hard shit because I don't want to face it. And well, guess what? It blew up in your damn face, Amanda. It blew up in your damn face. And you know what? Actually, no, it didn't blow up in my face. It just made me realize the things that I wanted to get back to when I came back to my normal reality, my normal everyday life. And so maybe I'm happy that I strayed away from my intention. But to get back to the core foundation of this tea time sesh is your iconic summer reset guide all starts with going back to your intention, going back to what you told yourself at the beginning of 2025. Because let's be honest here, we're 7 months into the year, okay? We're more than halfway through. It's time to check in with yourself. It's time to check in with that intention and see how have you let it lead you through your life. And you know what? Honestly, I was letting Iconic lead me throughout the first 5 months of the year. And it was great. And it was boom, boom, boom. It was hustle. It was thriving. It was shining. It was great. And then you know what? June hit me in the damn face. June hit me in the damn face and said, you know what, Amanda, you're running away from your reality. There are things in the summer that you told yourself you were going to deal with in this nice little off break for DTBI. You told yourself, you made the promise when you wrote out your schedule for the entire year. You said, you know what? June through August is going to be your time to reset. And well, you know what? Let's book a vacation to actually run away from everything that you said you were going to deal with so you can reset. Yeah, no. It said, you know what? You're going to deal with it right now while you're on vacation. It's going to smack you in the damn face so you can start living through your intention again. So you can start being bold, remarkable, and extraordinary. So you can start not shying away from the stuff that makes you you. And you know what? I actually am so happy that I had that realization. Even though June was a pain in the ass to deal with, I'm so happy. Because for the first time in a long time, I'm dealing with shit that I've never dealt with before. Because I was actually smacked in the face with, you need to get a handle on your life again. You need to start living with your intention. How can you fully embody your true essence of Iconic if you run away from the stuff that makes you you, the hard shit that you don't want to deal with that has shaped you into the icon you are today? How can you keep moving forward and exploring what Iconic means to you in this new era of your life, in this year of thriving, right? Of this year of transformation. If you don't deal with the hard shit, you purposely booked the first 6 months of the year with a lot of exciting DTBI milestones so that you can be busy and be on track and be like, la, 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 la. And also being in this relationship with my boyfriend has made me face a lot of shit that I didn't want to deal with, even though it was a number one goal of mine to deal with this traumatic event that happened to me at 19 years old that I've kind of alluded throughout the seasons, right? But I told myself this year, I'm going to deal with it, and it's going to be led through this intention of being Iconic and not shying away from it because I want to deal with this. I want to heal from that trauma. I want to forgive 19-year-old Amanda for all the shit that happened. And being in this relationship with my boyfriend and realizing, well, damn, I've literally booked myself up for the last 6 months, made myself so extremely busy so that I can avoid the actual problem that I wanted to deal with at the beginning of the year that inspired me to choose the word Iconic, that inspired me to literally say, stop shying away from what makes you you, Amanda. That traumatic event, even though it was so traumatic and painful and hurtful and damn, you wish that it never fucking happened to you. You keep shying away from it, but it made you who you are. So your first step in your Iconic Summer Reset Guide is to get back to your intention. Look back at what you told yourself in the beginning of this year. Look back at your goals. Are you leading with your intention? Are you leading with your word of the year? Are you letting it lead you in every decision, situation, and scenario in your life? If you are not, how do we get back to it? How do we get back to the goals that we set for ourselves? How do we get back to that word of the year or that intention that we chose for ourselves for a specific reason? It's okay to acknowledge that you need a reset. We are only 7 months into 2025. This is the perfect time to reset and realign yourself with your intention and the goals that you have set for yourself. Because sometimes, honestly, all we need is a reset. And even when it's uncomfortable, that just means that you're growing because growth requires friction. Everything that you do that is hard, there's going to be some type of resistance, whether it's from yourself, from the environment, whatever it is, but that friction is necessary in order for you to grow. So right now for me, right? Month six of the year, June, oh my God, was that hard. There was a lot of growth and resistance happening in June. But also, June was a month where I realized the root of a lot of things that were going on that I needed to deal with to get to this point where I am talking to a therapist now and I'm dealing with X, Y, and Z that I told myself I wanted to deal with. I'm doing that, right? I saw growth from myself, even in the hard parts. And maybe that goes back to the foundation of Dare to Be Iconic, where you can turn any painful moment in your life into a powerful opportunity. Maybe for me, June being a very painful, hard time for me, right? A lot of friction, a lot of resistance, right? The powerful opportunity on the other end for me was to actually start healing, to actually start dealing with something I wanted to deal with and heal from for 7 to 8 years of my life. Maybe the powerful opportunity was me realizing I need to talk to a therapist about this. I can't just do this by myself anymore. So maybe that was the powerful opportunity for me, because that pain that I experienced in June allowed me to get to the other end of it, of realizing, okay, well, this is what I need to do. This is a powerful opportunity for me to heal, thrive, and shine. And that's the first step of your iconic summer reset guide. I don't think it's a secret that I suck at giving myself self-compassion. I mean, we did a whole episode on it earlier in this season, and I'll link it in the show notes for you guys. But that's what leads me to step two in your iconic summer reset guide, which is reflecting on how far you've come, giving yourself the kindness and the grace and the love that you deserve, and being like, wow. Even if I've strayed away from my intention, even if I haven't accomplished all that I've wanted to accomplish within this first half of the year, I actually have done a lot. Seeing how far you have gone with that intention, with those goals that you set for yourself at the beginning of the year. So for me, it's all about celebrating your progress. Healing and growth are not linear. So even when you're not exactly where you want to be, you're still moving forward, because you're exactly where you should be at that point in time in your life. When it comes to some action steps on reflecting on how far you've come, the first thing I'm going to tell you is pull out a journal or even the notes app on your phone and write down 3 ways you've grown since January, and ask yourself the question, what have I learned about myself? What have I survived? What are my strengths? What have I discovered new about myself? Because again, we are celebrating our progress right now. We are healing. We are growing. We are reflecting on how far we have come. So for me, I have made a lot of progress when it comes to this specific traumatic event that happened to me at 19 years old. Yes, I mentioned in step one that I'm now talking to a therapist about this so I can actually deal with this on a deeper level. And that goes with my intention of iconic, right? Not shying away from the hard stuff that made me who I am, so I can get to know myself on a deeper level. So now when it comes to looking back on the growth or progress I've made this year with that goal, I've actually done a lot. I've been brave enough to open up my heart again and actually start dating someone that I think is worth my time, my boyfriend Sebastian, right? I was able to disclose this situation that happened to me at 19. Never thought in a million years I would be able to talk about something that was so private and personal to me that not a lot of people know about. I was able to talk to him about it. And throughout our relationship, I'm able to articulate my thoughts, my feelings, and my emotions when it comes to that particular situation and how maybe triggers or reminders come up. That's huge for me. Never in my life did I think, you know what, I'm going to be able to talk about one of the worst things that ever happened to me, and then also be able to articulate my thoughts and my feelings and my emotions and all that stuff and have these really hard conversations with my partner that I actually really trust with this information. At the beginning of 2025, I thought my healing journey with this traumatic event was going to be in a completely different avenue and path. And well, you know what? Life had other plans for me. And I'm so happy it did. I'm so happy Sebastian came into my life. I'm so happy that I'm now forced to deal with this, because it's affecting me more than I even realize. So yeah, I've made so much progress on that front. One of my favorite parts about this step in particular is that you're able to have that self-reflection and you're able to have self-celebration and you're able to give yourself self-compassion. Those three things are a recipe for iconicness. And I think living in a social media generation where there's all this instant gratification, we can sometimes get lost in the noise that's around us, right? With this step in particular, we're allowed to cut out all the noise and focus on ourselves, focus on the goals that we have accomplished, focus on our intention and how much we have grown and the progress we have made and how much we have accomplished. That is supposed to be celebrated. We are supposed to take a step back, pat ourselves on the damn back and say, you know what? I did such a good job this year. I'm going to continue doing a good job, even if I haven't led with intention the entire time, even if I haven't accomplished all my goals. You know what? I've made progress. I have grown, even if it's been uncomfortable, even if I haven't done it the way I wanted to do it. You know what? I'm exactly where I should be, and I'm doing it the way I need to be, and I've accomplished so much. I'm proud of myself. So now that we have reset and we have realigned, it's time to recharge. It is time to thrive. You need to create a space to heal and dream again. Ask yourself the question, what do you need right now to feel recharged and rooted in who you are? And here are some things that I am doing this summer so that I can heal, thrive, and shine, but make it iconic, because this summer is your chance to do things differently, Radiant Icons. It's time to heal in a way that's intentional and soft and obviously iconic, because you know we only do iconic things here at Dare to Be Iconic. But anyway, let's get to those action steps for this step. The first thing is I want you to choose one way to slow down this month, whether that is less doom scrolling, whether that's more walks, more sleep, more books, anything it is, I want you to focus on something that's going to slow you down this month. One thing that I am personally doing is I am teaming up with my friend Maria, actually, because we are going on this journey together and we are texting each other every day these three things. One personal growth thing that we have done for ourselves, one movement thing that we have done for ourselves, and one meditation / self-soothing / breathing thing that we have done for ourselves that allows us to root us back into who we are. So I'm on that challenge right now. It's going great. It makes you really realize the things that you are truly doing for yourself and choosing it intentionally, right? But if you don't want to do that, another way that I can recommend for you to create that safe space for you to heal and dream again is schedule a solo date. Romanticize your own life, okay? You need to go on some solo dates. Pour that love that you've poured into others into yourselves. That is going to allow you to root yourself not only in the intention that you set for yourself at the beginning of 2025, but to also root yourself in who you are and where you want to be. And the third thing, recommit to one small daily habit that makes you feel more like you. One thing that I am recommitting to is my hot girl walks. I miss them so much in New York, you guys. And I know you're probably like, Amanda, you were in New York City, the city that literally lives on walking, okay? And like, you're right. However, my hot girl walks, when I do them here in Orlando, they are always by myself in the nice quietness of whatever path I decide to go on for my walk, right? And I have my headphones in, I'm either listening to music or I'm talking to my girlfriends. In New York, completely different vibe. I was very overstimulated. There's a lot going on. And well, you know what? I wasn't able to have my hot girl walks the way that I need them to root myself in who I am. Remember, Radiant Icons, we recharge by being kinder to ourselves. Now that we have recharged, it's time for your last and final step in your iconic summer reset guide, and that is realignment. It is time to shine. When it comes to realignment so that you can shine in this next era of your life, I want you to revisit your goals, Radiant Icons. What still resonates with you? which needs more tweaking. An example of something that resonates with me still is healing from my trauma for 19-year-old Amanda. That is still relevant to me. That resonates with me right now. That is rooted in my intention of iconic. I'm not shying away from the hard stuff, and I'm getting to know myself on a deeper level. Because if I shy away from healing from that traumatic event that happened to me, I am robbing myself of the opportunity to thrive. That goal still resonates with me and my intention. Now, when we're thinking of a goal that needs tweaking, for me personally, an example would be my utilize my voice for social good, have hard conversations, and make an impact on issues close to my heart. This year, I have pushed myself to have conversations that are hard, that are difficult, that are uncomfortable, things that I don't usually talk about. I pushed myself this year to talk about them. That is correct. I did talk about them. But I know I can push myself further and make more of an impact. So that's a goal for me that I want to tweak because I know I can do more with that. I've just hit the surface. Now I need to lead with iconicness, right? I need to lead with that intention of iconic, and I need to not shy away from it, even if it scares me. And lastly, Radiant Icons, I want you to create a tiny mantra that will ground you through the rest of this year. Mine is embrace the pain and make peace with it. I need to embrace the pain, no matter how hard it is, and make peace with it. And I will continue to do that for the remainder of 2025 so that I can live out my intention of iconic. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love more Radiant Icons and our iconic community of ours. Honestly, Radiant Icons, I've missed you guys so much, and this tea time sesh was one that I needed to get off my chest, off my heart, and talk it through with you guys. So thank you for giving me the space to have these conversations with you guys and allowing me to be so vulnerable about what's going on in my life. And I hope by spilling the tea about my life and opening up my heart to the not so shiny shit in my life allows you to feel less alone. And I know I feel less alone when you guys DM me about what's going on in your life and how an episode has touched you. I hope this episode makes the impact on you for your iconic summer reset so you can heal, thrive, and shine because we're doing it together, Radiant Icons. Okay, we are. My voice is a little tired because I yapped too much. So I'm going to end the episode now, but I'll chat with you next week, okay? All right, Radiant Icons, remember, dare to be iconic. Bye.